Why is my ex checking up on me and how to proceed by Max Jankar. If you're wondering why your ex is suddenly checking up on you, be it via text, social media, or phone calls, there could be a number of reasons. The most common ones being nostalgia, curiosity, loneliness, jealousy, guilt, anger, a desire for an ego boost, a craving to fuck, a yearning for friendship, and the boring feeling of missing someone. These are all reasons I'll unpack below. And on top of it, I'll offer advice on how to proceed when your ex checks up on you to get the best chance of getting them back and explain why you shouldn't be fussing over your ex's checkups in the first place. Reasons your ex is checking up on you. There are many reasons your ex is checking up on you. Below are only explanations of the most common ones, listed in no particular order. Don't take this list as exhaustive. Number 1. Your ex is nostalgic. Maybe your ex checked up on you because they started to reminisce about the highlights of your relationship. The fun dates, the amazing sex, the feeling of having someone who cares for them in their life. After one thought led to another, perhaps their mind got cluttered with them, each thought fighting to get out and reminding them of what they lost. You. Eventually, the pressure got so high that they couldn't help but check up on you. Number 2. Your ex is curious. Whether or not your ex accepted your breakup and moved on, and whether or not you've ended things on bad terms, there is a possibility that they are still curious about you. They may wonder how you're handling the breakup, if you have your life in order, and perhaps most importantly, and commonly, if you're available. If your ex is interested in getting back together, they'll likely use this information to gauge your level of attraction and decide on their next move with more certainty. Number 3. Your ex is lonely. Loneliness is one of the most challenging parts of your breakup's aftermath. And while some people aren't as affected by it in the same scope as others, most still suffer from some form of it. So there is a good chance your ex, whether they're the dumpy or the dumper, are dealing with their fair share of loneliness. And that may also be why they got a sudden urge to check up on you. Number 4. Your ex is jealous. I've written a lot about jealousy until now. It's a nasty, useless emotion that plagues everyone pursuing reconciliation. In fact, it haunts everyone with even a slimmer of interest in their ex. And this pesky emotion may just be the catalyst for your ex's checkup. And if you're playing the field, fucking around, and having a blast, there is an even greater chance that jealousy is the main reason your ex is checking up on you. Number 5. Your ex wants an ego boost. Sometimes your ex checks up on you solely because they want to get some of your sweet, succulent validation, usually in the form of getting confirmation that they are still cared for. They essentially want you to make them feel better about themselves, to feel more worthy, lovable, and like they matter. Or they want to vindicate their own self-image if they know they've been somewhat of a shitty partner. Talking of shitty partners, Number 6. Your ex feels guilty. Was your ex a cheater, a liar, an abuser, all three? Maybe they're so ashamed of how they acted that instead of addressing their fuck-ups, taking accountability and apologizing at least, they check up on you, partly to show interest, partly to be forgiven. Under this context, a checkup is a pretty immature reaction, a red flag. So even if it does mean your ex wants you back, I encourage you to reconsider reconciliation. Number 7. Your ex is angry. When your ex checks up on you, especially if their checkup is intense, bitter, or feisty, it's likely because they're mad about the lack of attention. And as painful as it is to hear this, your ex being angry is actually a good thing. It means they aren't over you yet. Although, if your ex starts insulting, blaming, and condemning you or being passive-aggressive, quit mending things and block them. In other words, put them in their place. You should foster enough self-respect to expunge assholes from your life, even when you love them. Number 8. Your ex wants to fuck you. This is usually why a guy checks up on his ex. Sometimes, people are just horn dogs and there is nothing wrong with that. But remember, context is king when deciding how to respond. I know you want your ex back, but you've got to avoid hooking up with them if they only want to use you for sex. You've got to have enough self-respect for that. Whereas if they want to meet up and that meetup somehow leads to sex, it's obviously a terrific idea to give in. Number 9. Your ex wants to remain friends. I'll be honest, this rarely happens, especially if your breakup happened recently. It's much more likely that your ex will check up on you for every other reason than friendship. Yet, it does seldom happen. But since you want your ex back, you've got to decline friendship if your ex brings it up. Being friends with them won't help you get them back. On the contrary, it will only make the whole thing more challenging and tricky. Number 10. Your ex misses you. This is the most obvious reason, but it's worth mentioning. If your ex is checking up on you, it's likely because they miss you and want to reconnect. But before you get your nipples all hard, know that your ex missing you may not matter. Don't get me wrong. Your ex has to miss you for them to want to get back together with you. But sometimes, your ex will miss you and simultaneously want nothing to do with you. So don't get your hopes up. What to do when your ex checks up on you? If your ex checks up on you, they probably still like you, at least to some degree. It's only occasionally that an ex would check up only to try and control and manipulate you. And even then, how you respond is identical to if they genuinely liked you. Here are a couple of tips. Number 1. Invite your ex out on a date. This is arguably the main idea to remember when your ex checks up on you. However, you don't want to be a robot and immediately just ask them out. You want to ease them into it. I usually advise people to have a short 3-5 message long conversation or a 5-minute phone call if you're on a call and then ask them out. Number 2. Don't be a bitch. No whining, sulking, or trying to get pity. Man or woman, your ex doesn't want to go out with a little bitch. So get over yourself and approach your interactions with a calm, positive, and non-needy demeanor. Number 3. Be polite but firm in your responses. Be vulnerable and assert yourself when needed. Don't be one of those suckers who does everything for their ex to avoid tension, conflict, disagreement, and ultimately, rejection. Number 4. Take things slow. Don't just tell your ex you see a future with them, or discuss shit like how you'll name your kids. Fucking relax. And before you misunderstand me, you should be vulnerable and honest, just not desperate and toxic. A rule of thumb, for the first few initial dates, focus on having fun and having sex. Number 5. Don't form ridiculous expectations. Your ex checking up on you is obviously a sign of interest, and you're probably high on happiness right now, but you've got to stay realistic. Most couples never rekindle their relationship. By all means, let rekindling be your goal, but don't let it become an expectation. Otherwise, you'll get panicky, needy, frustrated, and sabotage everything, and never get your ex back. Number 6. Focus on moving forward with your life. As I always say, the best way to get your ex back, and even more importantly, get yourself back, is to let them go and start investing in yourself. The more you grow as a person, the less shaken up, awkward, and panicky you'll be when your ex checks up on you, and the higher you'll raise the odds of therefore getting them back. Optional. Top questions about an ex checking up on you. Is an ex's checkup breadcrumbing? Yes, your ex's checkups occasionally fall under the breadcrumb category. For those uninitiated, Breadcrumbing is any form of direct or indirect contact your ex initiates that gives you false hope about reconciliation and hinders your recovery. Another way to look at the phenomenon is as mixed signals an ex sends conveying they miss you. Number 2. Should I reply to my ex or ignore them when they check up on me? Never ignore, always reply. Since you want your ex back, I would, as early on in your conversation, say something like, "Nice hearing from you again. I would love to go out with you next week. When are you free to get together then?" For detailed instructions on responding to your ex's responses, when you invite them out, read my article on getting them back on maxjankart.com. Number 3. If my ex keeps checking up on me, are they trying to manipulate me? Yes, if you've concluded they are toxic. But if you're not sure, they probably aren't checking up on you with malicious intent. They're more likely bored, insecure, or simply still harbor feelings for you. Why you shouldn't focus on your ex checking up on you. One word, anxiety. Constantly being on your ex's radar will increase it exponentially and make focusing on other aspects of your life a pain in the ass. On top of that, lots of anxiety will make you act out in various needy and desperate ways that decimate your chances of getting back with your ex. Maybe you start calling them obsessively, or begging them to come back, or you opt for bribing them to return with gifts and favors, or perhaps you wind up at their house one day and get a restraining order. All shitty ways to go. So instead of losing your mind over your ex's checkups, approach them with caution. Don't just give yourself to your ex on a silver platter. Compel them to make an effort at getting you back. Make them fight for you, damn it. Your relationship will never work out if it's only you fighting for its rebirth. After all, it takes two to make it work.